The Bible says when the Lord comes back, He comes back in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just like that, and He's back. And see, there's no time for you to get ready. You have to be ready. And God has given you an opportunity today to get yourself ready for that day. The clock is ticking. Are you ready? There is tremendous truth, there is glorious love, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
It is the question, isn't it? Are you ready? At least it ought to be the one that we all consider very seriously. Today, in Pastor Jeff Shreve's message called The Clock is Ticking, we're going to learn some clues that'll help us answer that important question. This is From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, and we're in a prophetic series from Pastor Jeff called Countdown to Armageddon. So open your Bible now to Matthew chapter 24. Here again is Pastor Jeff with a warning to us all to be ready because the clock is ticking.
Matthew chapter 24, I'll begin reading in verse 32. Jesus said, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that He is near, right at the door. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." So what are we to learn from the parable of the fig tree? Three prophetic lessons. Lesson number one, the signs of Christ's return are all around us. Jesus talked about signs in the first part of Matthew chapter 24. And the first sign He talked about was the sign of spiritual deception. The Lord says, don't be misled, don't wander away, don't believe them. Spiritual deception is all around. It was in Jesus' day, but it's in our day in spades. But not only are we living in a day of spiritual deception, we're living in a day of wars and rumors of wars, just as the Lord said there would be. Verse 6, "And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you are not frightened, for these things must take place, but that is not yet the end." And there are wars and there are rumors of wars, just like the Lord said there would be. And then there's the day of great disasters. Jesus said there in Luke chapter 21, "And there will be great earthquakes and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven." You say, "Well, Jeff, we've always had things like that. I mean, there have always been false Christs. There have always been false teachers." That's true. You say, "Well, there always have been disasters." That's true. There have always been earthquakes. There have always been wars and rumors of wars. All those things are true. But Jesus likened it to birth pains. And you know what happens when the birth pains come? As you get closer and closer to the birth, the pain increases in intensity and in frequency. And that's what we're seeing with these signs. There is an increase in intensity and frequency. The signs of Christ's return are all around us. Prophetic lesson number two. The big sign of Christ's return deals with Israel. Israel. Now, sometimes we can get the idea that God is through with Israel. I mean, Israel, we've learned, hey, they're God's chosen people, but you know what? They rejected their Messiah. People say, "Well, God's done with the Jews." No, God's not done with the Jews. God's not done with the Jews. We're living in a time called the time of the Gentiles, but the time of the Gentiles only lasts for so long, and the centerpiece of prophetic history and the prophetic nerve center is Israel. Israel, it all flows around Israel. All prophecy hinges on that. Israel is called God's timepiece, the centerpiece of God's dealing with man. And you know, when you think about them being God's chosen people, the Jews, God's chosen people, and the Lord makes it clear that He chose them. He didn't set his love upon them because they were better or greater than anybody else. He just chose to love them. You can see it when it comes to the fact that God has blessed the Jews so much. You say, well, they've had hardships. Yes, they've had tremendous hardships. They've had many that have tried to annihilate them. Adolf Hitler, for one. But the Jews have been blessed in so many ways. In the 1900s, there were 777 Nobel Prizes given out. Now, remember this, 13 million Jews among 6.7 billion people. 771 Nobel Prizes given out in the 1900s, 176 of them went to Jews. 22.6% of the Nobel Prizes in the 1900s were given to Jewish people for their successes in the world, although they comprise less than 1% of the world's population. That's amazing. How do you account for that? God has chosen to put his favor upon those people. And see, when the scripture here talks about the fig tree, there are many who believe that the fig tree is a picture of Israel. It's a picture of Israel. Look at it again. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has become tender and has put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. And there are Bible scholars who say this is a metaphor, this fig tree is a metaphor for Israel. And this is why they say that. Hosea 9, verse 10. O Israel, when I first found you, God said, it was like finding fresh grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the first ripe figs of the season. Jeremiah 24, verse 5. God is speaking to Jeremiah and he shows him some figs and he says, like these good figs, so I will regard as good the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans. And there are other passages where the Lord takes figs or a fig tree and he likens it to his people. So there have been Bible scholars that says there's something about this fig tree parable that refers to Israel. Tim LaHaye, who wrote the Left Behind series along with Jerry Jenkins, said that this is the super sign in the Bible, Israel. And what's so important about Israel? In 1948, May 14th, Israel became a nation. See, the fig tree began to bud on May 14th, 1948. Now, if this passage is indeed talking about Israel, 1948 is an incredibly important year on the prophetic calendar. So very important, because Israel became a nation and Israel was voted into statehood as an independent nation once again. And Israel hadn't been a nation and they hadn't occupied the land as a nation for 1800 years. Yet they came back into their land. Look what it says in Isaiah 66. Who has ever seen anything as strange as this? Who ever heard of such a thing? Has a nation ever been born in a single day? Has a country ever come forth in a mere moment? But by the time Jerusalem's birth pangs begin, her children will be born. They just came into being, just like that. May 14th, 1948. Wow, that is so amazing. To think that you haven't been a country, you've been scattered all over the place for 1800 years since the Romans ran you out in 135 AD. And the Romans put a bounty on their head that said, any Jew we find in Palestine, we're going to kill them on sight. And they had to scatter. But now they come back and now they are a nation once again. That's amazing. You think about the big hotshots, the big powers that you read about in the Old Testament, the Hittites. Where are the Hittites? They're talked about a lot in the Old Testament. Where are those guys? I don't know. Nobody knows. They're gone. How about the Assyrians? They were the big bad boys in the ancient Near East in the 700s BC. What happened to those guys? Hey, well, I want to send a postcard to an Assyrian. What's the zip code? I mean, you don't, they're gone. The Babylonians, gone. But here is Israel. They're back and they're back in their land. And that's exactly what God said was going to happen through the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37. Now, you're familiar with Ezekiel chapter 37, right? He said, well, no, I'm not familiar with Ezekiel chapter 37. Yes, you are. You just don't know that you are. Ezekiel 37 is the prophecy The valley of dry bones. Them bones, dry bones. You remember that song? That's Ezekiel 37. You say, I didn't know that. Yes, now you know. And see, God showed Ezekiel, took him to the valley, showed him all these bones, and they were white and they were very, very dry. They had been there a long, long time. And the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones, speak to the bones, preach to the bones. And when he preached to the bones started coming together. The foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the knee bone. You know that song, right? And they started coming together. It was a rattling of bones. And then the Lord put sinew and flesh on the bones. And then the Lord spoke and put his spirit on the bones. And they came to life, a great and mighty army. And then the Lord says in Ezekiel 37:11, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. The Jews are scattered all over, and God says, I'm going to bring them back, and I'm going to breathe life into them, and they're going to come back into the land of Israel, out of the graves, so to speak. Out of the bone graveyard, so to speak, God's going to bring them together. That's what he prophesied through the prophet Ezekiel. Amazing. Wow. The big sign of Christ's return deals with Israel. Listen, the things that we know about the second coming of Jesus, they cannot take place without Israel being in the land. Because the Bible talks at the Battle of Armageddon and those things that we read about, those things require the Jews to be back in her land, and they are in her land. The Jews are back, and they've been back since May 14th, 1948. So the signs of Christ's return are all around us. The big sign of Christ's return deals with Israel, and prophetic lesson number three, the big sign of Christ's return comes with a promise. Even so, Jesus said, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. This generation will not pass away. Now, people have tried to wrap their head around that, and they say, well, which generation is he talking about? Well, as I studied, Tim LaHaye was one to say, when he speaks of this generation, the this refers back to the subject that he was talking about, the first people group that he was talking about. And so this generation refers to verse 33, you who see all these things. This generation refers to the people who see all these things. When all these signs come together, and if indeed the fig tree represents Israel, when Israel comes back into the land, when you see all these things, you, meaning this generation, you will not pass away until all these things take place, his glorious return. Now, generation is something that's caused people consternation because they say, well, how long is a generation? Most people, and I was like this for the longest time, thought, well, a generation, Bible teaches that's 40 years. I mean, you talk about the wanderings in the wilderness. You know, the Lord said that when the people didn't go in the promised land, like he had set the table for them to go in, they were too afraid. They said, the giants in the land, we can't go in. And God was so frustrated with them. And he said, how long will these people not believe me after all the signs that I've done in their midst? Didn't I just part the Red Sea? And didn't I just wipe out Egypt in the Red Sea? And can't they believe me that I can defeat giants? They wouldn't believe God. So the Lord said, they're not going to go into the land. They're going to wander around the wilderness for 40 years until everyone in that generation, 20 years old and upward, dies out. All the people who were too afraid, all the adults who were too afraid to go into the land. Well, that's 40 years. And a lot of people think in terms of 40 years. There was a man, a former NASA engineer, who believed in 40 years as a generation. His name was Edgar Wisenant. He wrote a book that came out in 1988. It was entitled 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Be in 1988. He sold 4.5 million copies. He gave 300,000 copies away free to pastors all over America And he said this to these pastors, only if the Bible is in error am I wrong. Kind of an arrogant statement. Last I checked, Jesus didn't come back in 1988, right? And if you want to get a copy of that book, you can probably pick one up for cheap. You know, 88 Reasons Why Christ is Coming in 1988. But what he had trouble with was 40 years is a generation. Israel became a nation in May of 1948, so Jesus has to come back within this generation, so it has to be 1988. But it doesn't have to be that. See, because how long is a generation? Well, sometimes the Bible refers to a generation as 20 years. Sometimes the Bible refers to a generation as 40 years. Sometimes, through the writings of Moses, we see that a generation is the lifespan of a man, and Psalm 90 says that a man's life is 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. So a generation, you could make the case that a generation is 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, maybe it's 80 years. In Genesis chapter 15, God tells Abraham that a generation is 100 years. Look at it. It says, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. Then in the fourth generation, they shall return here. The fourth generation, 400 years, the fourth generation. That would mean each generation is 100 years. Well, if that is true, that a generation could be 100 years, then 1948 still could be a key year. And 100 years would be 2048. You know, I find it interesting that Noah, and Jesus talks about Noah in Matthew 24, Noah was building a boat for 100 years. Started when he was 500, finished when he was 600. God gave 100 years of a window of opportunity for people to come and to receive him and to repent, but they didn't do it. This generation could be a period up to 100 years, and I believe, as do many, many others, that this generation that Jesus talked about is very likely our generation. Our generation. I believe that Jesus Christ is coming again so very, very soon. Does anyone else in here believe that, that Jesus is coming soon? I think the signs are all around us. I think that it is significant, although the fig tree, you may read some commentators, John MacArthur, he doesn't believe this, the fig tree refers to Israel, and yet there are many that do. But 1948 is a significant year because Israel did come back in the land and they became a nation once again. And Israel has to be a nation for the other prophecies to come to pass that the Lord said will come to pass in the last days. This generation, I believe, is our generation. And the Lord is saying there are warnings all around, all around. And what are you doing with the warnings?
Signs exist for a reason. Otherwise, why would they be needed? What are you doing with the truth the Bible teaches about the last days? Stay with us. A fascinating but tragic story is coming up next on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Listen, are we really living in the last days? Preachers have been talking about the end of the world for a long time. Are they right? Is Gabriel licking his lips, getting ready to blow the trumpet? Is Jesus coming soon? Well, some people will be shocked to find out that the answer is yes. Pastor Jeff has a new series of messages that lay out the evidence clearly for all of us to see. It's called Future Shock. What in the world is going on? It's a 9-message end times prophecy series on CD or MP3 that is our gift to you for your support of $50 or more to the ongoing outreach of From His Heart this month. Pastor Jeff receives no income from this ministry. With your gift, we'll be able to reach people for Christ before he returns. We'll also send you the revealing booklet called Turn Out the Lights, When God Pulls the Plug on a Nation. And thank you for supporting the mission of From His Heart this month. We're going to send you Turn Out the Lights, When God Pulls the Plug on a Nation, and Future Shock, What in the World is Going On? To get yours, go online to fromhisheart.org. That's fromhisheart.org. Or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Remember, everything that you give goes directly to furthering these broadcasts on this station and around the world. Thanks again for helping us tell your community the truth in love so that they can discover real hope found only in Jesus. Now here again to conclude the message called The Clock is Ticking, here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
I ran across a story some years ago about the volcano, Mount St. Helens in Washington State. In the first quarter of the 1980s, the scientists began to do tests. Mount St. Helens started to blow up smoke and started to puff, that big giant mountain of that big volcano there in 50 miles northwest of Portland. And the scientists did their tests and they took it to the lab and they looked at this volcano and they said, hey, that thing is getting ready to blow. And so they told the people, anybody that lived anywhere near that volcano, they said, get out. People who lived in lakeside homes, get out. People who would camp around Mount St. Helens, don't do that. Get away. Get as far away as possible from this volcano. Well, there was a man there named Harry, and he had lived there for a long time, 5 miles from Mount St. Helens. And he was interviewed on television, and Harry grinned, and he said this, nobody knows more about this mountain than Harry, and it doesn't dare blow up on him. And he wouldn't leave. And his friends and his neighbors and the police and the ranger said, you need to get out of here. That mountain is getting ready to blow. Ah, no, he said. Nobody knows more about that mountain than Harry. And on May 18th, 1980, Harry was cooking breakfast, 8:30 in the morning. And there was an earthquake underneath Mount St. Helens. 5.1 on the Richter scale. And that was all that was necessary for that volcano to blow. And the heat waves that came from that explosion traveled faster than the speed of sound. And they flattened everything for 150 square miles. And here was Harry eating breakfast, making toast, and that fast he became toast. Just that fast, just gone. There was no time when that thing blew. The heat traveled faster than the speed of sound. He couldn't even hear it. All of a sudden, he was just consumed. The Bible says when the Lord comes back, he comes back in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just like that. And he's back. And see, there's no time for you to get ready. You have to be ready. And that's what you read in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. Jesus is telling his disciples and he's telling us, be ready, be ready, be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you don't think he will. So you be ready because there's no time to get ready. You have to be ready. And God has given you an opportunity today to get yourself ready for that day. The clock is ticking. Are you ready?
Just like Noah, who made preparations for himself and his family before the rains came, have you made preparations for that coming day of the Son of Man? Well, today's message, The Clock is Ticking, is from Pastor Jeff Shreve's powerful and enlightening series called Countdown to Armageddon. Now, this is an 8-message series with lessons like Right Before the Rapture, When Hell Comes to Earth, When Heaven Comes to Earth, and many more. For information about Countdown to Armageddon, the second coming of Jesus Christ, call us at 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-24253. Or you can visit us online at fromhisheart.org. You can also order a single CD or DVD or MP3 of this message, The Clock is Ticking. Well, thank you for listening today, and we trust that you'll find the nationwide From His Heart television broadcast on your local station this weekend. Just go to our website for the time and the channel in your area. We'll also be back right here next time for another revealing and challenging lesson from Pastor Jeff and his Countdown to Armageddon series, as Jeff opens up God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart, here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.